Now, this tradition that came from Bodhidharma began to take on a Chinese character in the hands of Hongzhen, who lived from 601 to 674, and particularly in the hands of his two major disciples, known as Shenshu, who lived from about 605 to 706, and Hui Neng, from 638 to 713. Now, these two disciples, as it turns out, at least according to Chan tradition, clashed with one another and developed radically different views of the Dharma. The story of their clash is expressed in a really important Chan text known as the Platform Sutra of the Sixth Patriarch. The sixth patriarch is Hui Neng himself. The story goes something like this. Hui Neng is a barbarian from an outlying region in China and decides that he'd like to pursue the path to nirvana. He'd like to achieve enlightenment, and he hears about this great Chan meditation master and decides to go study with him. He makes the journey to Hongzhen's monastery and presents himself for teaching, and Hongzhen says to him, "Who are you? Why should I teach the Dharma to a barbarian like you?" And Hui Neng, already a fairly assertive young man, it seems, "There is no north and south in the Buddha nature. Why shouldn't I be taught the Dharma?" So the master sends him outside and tells him to do menial labor. He goes out and he pounds rice with the rest of the monks and works as a menial assistant in the monastery. And then the time comes when the master stages a competition to decide who's going to be his chief disciple, who's really going to receive his transmission. In the monastery at this time, there is a man named Shenshu who is sort of the A student in the class. He's the favored disciple and the one who would be the natural successor to the old master. The competition takes this form. He asks everyone in the monastery to write a little verse that expresses their understanding of enlightenment. And Shenshu, being the favored disciple, the A student in the class, pins his own verse on the bulletin board. It expresses enlightenment like this. "The body is the tree of perfect wisdom. The mind is the stand of a bright mirror. At all times, diligently wipe it. Do not allow it to become dusty." Now, if you take a look at this, if you listen to it carefully, you can hear in these words an echo of that old Yogacara vision of the mind that we talked about in our discussion of Buddhist philosophy. The mind here is like a mirror. You also could say, I suppose, that it's like an ocean or a jewel, and it's been covered with dust. That's the experience of samsara and the experience of all of conceptual thought in our ordinary vision of life. What you do in meditation, what you do in Chan, is to try to wipe that mind clean, so that all of those conceptual distinctions and distractions are simply eliminated. It takes a long time, it's a gradual process, but eventually the mind becomes clear and you become enlightened. That's nice. It's perfectly good Buddhism, but you can also slice through all of that if you really make a radical application of the doctrine of emptiness. And that's what Hui Neng did in his response to Shenshu's verse. He put his own verse on the wall. This is what it says. "Fundamentally, perfect wisdom has no tree, nor has the bright mirror any stand. Buddha nature is forever clear and pure. Where is there any dust?" It's really a strong piece of Dharma combat, you might say. It tops Shenshu's verse and makes a radical application of the doctrine of non-duality. The story, of course, in the Platform Sutra of the Sixth Patriarch, which is Hui Neng's story, is that the master called Hui Neng into his room in secret that night and passed the mantle of his authority on to Hui Neng and then said that he had to leave the monastery and establish his own tradition. And out of this came a split in the Zen tradition between two styles. I can also say the Chan tradition. That's probably more accurate to say here when we're speaking about this tradition in China. The split was between a sudden school, a teaching of sudden enlightenment, that was Hui Neng's school, and a teaching of gradual enlightenment, the teaching of Shenshu. This split continues to this day as an important part of the meditative tradition. in China.